God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And we're talking about being hungry for the Holy Spirit. And the further I get into it, I'm seeing more and more of it ties right in to being led by the Spirit. The manifestations of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, how do you get into them? Well, we saw that verse we just read a few minutes ago. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. Well, who is love? God is love. Well, the Holy Spirit's the Spirit of God, must be the Spirit of love. So we're still following the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit and desiring spiritual gifts, would that cause you to have more? If you're hungry for them and you desire them and you covet them and you pay attention and He leads you to do this and you do it. And He leads you to step out here and you do. Step out, speak out, expect, obey, look, and as you do, things are going to happen. Manifestations are going to happen. See, what we're talking about here, and some people think that when you start talking about tongues and interpretation and prophecy and gifts of healings, and they just turn you off because they think, oh, that's, I don't know about it. That's extreme. I don't know about all. That describes the book of Acts. That is the book of Acts. We're going to get into it tonight. And that is the Spirit-filled, Spirit-led life. And it wasn't for some of those people back then. How many believe we're a part of exactly the same church that's talked about and written about in Acts? We got the same Jesus, same name of Jesus, same Holy Spirit. Same miracle power, same Word of God, same commission. That's not a different bunch from us. That's just a record of the beginning of us. The book of Acts is still being written. But so much has been lost through the years. Instead of gaining and growing in these things, people have explained it away. And particularly in our society today, people think we're so advanced because of our technology. But what has happened in many, many places, intellectualism has replaced spirituality, including the church. I heard a fellow the other day talking to an individual, and the Lord's used them tremendously in ministry, but they were just aghast that they didn't have a degree. The way they talked, you couldn't be a preacher unless you had proper seminary degrees. Well, the truth is, you can have 9 degrees and not be any kind of a minister. Right. Not knocking education, but you can have read, a million books. You could have written 50 books. It doesn't make you spiritual. Doesn't make you powerful. Doesn't cause results. No, the call of God and the anointing of God is what qualifies. The gifts of the Spirit get the job done when no amount of talking or sweating could have ever got it done. If Jesus needed it, we all need it. If Peter and Paul and those guys in the book of Acts needed it, we need it. If they couldn't do it without it, we can't do it without it. Somebody say, I covet. I desire. I value the Holy Spirit. and the gifts of the Spirit. What we're talking about is a spiritual life instead of a carnal life. That's what we're talking about. And it started with them getting filled and speaking in tongues. Didn't it? Well, how do you think it's going to start with us? Same way. Getting filled with the Spirit and speaking in tongues and then getting filled again. If that sounds strange to you, look it up. Same bunch that got filled in Acts 2 got filled again a couple of chapters later. There is one initial filling of the Spirit, many subsequent refillings. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Ephesians 5 talks about be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And the implication, if you looked up the words, is being filled. How many desire the Spirit-filled life? Well, what is the Spirit-filled life? The Spirit-filled life is the book of Acts. What is the book of Acts? Talking in tongues, prophesying, healings, miracles, visions and revelations, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Come on. Is that the book of Acts? Why do we think it's okay for us to settle for less? Why would we be so presumptuous and proud and foolish to think that our education is a suitable replacement for what they had? It doesn't satisfy your spirit. It doesn't satisfy mine. But see, the reason I say it is because there's been all kind of books written on this, and most of the Christian world believes that has passed away. It was only in the beginning to kind of make a real splash and get things going and started. But now, since we got the canon of the Scripture completed and we got all the books of the Bible, we don't need that anymore. Said who? We don't need this anymore. It's God's plan for the ages. It's God's plan for the church. Somebody say the book of Acts. The book of Acts. It'd be a good idea to read the book of Acts again during this series. Get in there and read it again. Why? What are you reading it for? This is what your life's supposed to read like. And it's not just talking in tongues. Anything you read in there that you have no experience in or hadn't been around, you need to stop and say, Lord, elevate my life to match this. Elevate our church to match this. Elevate our ministry and our family to match this. We want it. And that is coveting the gifts. Because even so it says, the title says, the Acts of the Apostles. That's a name man gave to it. Really, I think a better title would be the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the church. Because it's Him doing it. It's Him doing it. Now let's read the gifts of the Spirit. He said, I don't want you ignorant about these things. He said, verse 7, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Just preachers that pray a lot. Who? Every man to profit withal. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits. To another divers kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. Now you can see every one of those repeatedly in the book of Acts. Every one of them. You can see all of them in the Old Testament except for tongues and interpretation. That's distinctive of the church age. But all these work that one and the self-same Spirit dividing to who? Every man severally or individually as he wills. This letter is not written just to Joe Smith in the church at Corinth. It's written to the church. for the whole church to covet and desire these things. And then he said, if you're doing that, then God's going to manifest through individuals, different individuals, as he wills. All of us should want these things. And we shouldn't just zero in on ourselves. How many would like to see a working of miracles manifest if it wasn't through you? If it was through the person sitting beside you or in front. As long as somebody had got their miracle, right? If somebody got their healing, what do you care that didn't come through you? And that's the love aspect of it that keeps it pure and right. It's not just so we can have an experience. We want the will of God. We want miracles. We want people's needs met. People set free. And it's going to take the power of God to do it. You can counsel till you turn blue in the face. You can read books and look up stuff till you fall off your chair. And it's going to take the power of God to fix these things. Can you say amen? And it begins by all of us as a church family respecting these things and valuing these things and hungering for these things. The Lord's already heard our prayer. He's already spoken to us about it. It's already begun. It's already in the works. And all of us want to be open to Him manifesting something to us or through us anytime, but we shout just as loud or louder when He used somebody else. Bottom line is, they got their healing. They got the answer. They got their direction. All of us desire all of them. And yet, He said to one is given, to another, and to another. So the implication is, one person is not going to have all of these manifesting through them necessarily. God's going to use different people. And that's great with us. As long as it gets done. Our life is supposed to read and sound like the book of Acts. The same kind of things that were happening in the churches recorded in the book of Acts are and will be happening at Faith Life Church. Right? Why not? Why would anybody think it's not the will of God? I mean, what better example are we going to find to emulate, to follow? You know, I've had people ask me, well, Brother Keith, come teach us on church growth. Brother Keith, come teach us, you know. Y'all didn't have a church, then all at once you got a nice-sized church. You come teach us on the principles. I don't know. What? Well, what's the pattern? Acts. The book of Acts is the pattern of what a church is supposed to be like.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304E. That's R1304E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.